listen to the crap that you say, 'cause sooner or later we end up in hell anyway. Our lungs fill to shout, this race to fight. We are no saints and we won't deny it. Why won't we spend our lives in submission and denial? Why won't we praise the sky if angels deserve to die? Why won't we wanna go where the cold wind blows? We won't, it's warmer in. Our lifestyle for you, the devilish glamour's what we're living for. The beat of the drums keeps our hearts on the run. There's no compromise, 'cause the mic's a dirty voice. Why won't we spend our lives in submission and denial? Why won't we praise the sky if angels deserve to die? Why would we wanna go where the cold wind blows? We won't. It's a warmer in half 6 feet underground. I'm still sad to score what we're fighting for. No one seems to doubt. Tonight we die in hell. I'm still sad to score what we're dying for. No one seems to doubt. Tonight we die in hell.
Welcome to Underground Horror Radio on PodunkRadio.com. It is Justin McPatches, and we are on, not Ustream, Skype. We're on Skype with a band all the way over in Germany. So that is like a first time for us. We're very, very psyched about that. So we had the Bloodstrings on. Say hi, guys.
Hey!
Look at that. They're awesome. And these guys have been around for a while now, it turns out. I had to do a lot of research for this. And they're all over YouTube. And you guys have been playing a lot of shows over in the Europe, right? So where are some of the places you guys have been playing lately over in Europe?
In Europe, we are through
UK.
Through a lot of countries. Of course, we played a lot of shows in Germany, but we've been to the UK twice. England and Scotland. We've been to Belgium, Holland, Luxembourg, France, Poland, Czech Republic, Austria. Yeah, that's basically it.
It's like every country around us.
Yeah,
you guys exactly.
Are just...
All European countries around.
No, that's
Germany,
awesome.
Been well played. Like,
is it because all the countries are kind of together. Over there, and how we have one big country, which is the U.S., and we have all their separate states and stuff. Over there, is it like you guys only play a couple shows, say, in Germany, and then you're like, okay, we're going to hop over to Holland, or we're going to hop over to UK like next weekend and just go? Is it kind of set up like that because of everything so close by?
Exactly. It's really not that far. Everything, like for European standards, of course, some of the drives are really far because we're doing everything by car.
Okay.
But thing is, that it's actually pretty easy to travel within Europe.
Yeah. It's not like hopping. It's like you just drive into the next country.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. So it's like the United States here where we go from Florida, up above us is Georgia. So we can get there in like 8 hours from where I live. So it's fairly close. And that's awesome. I didn't know that. So I have to go over there sometime. I really do want to check out Europe. I hear it's very awesome for music.
Oh, you should. You should.
Yeah.
You guys. I got to say, you guys are great over there. Like, you guys have a great sound. I love it. I love the punkabilly, which is what it's been called, but the psychobilly and the punk. I love all that stuff. Is that a big thing, like, over where you guys are at? Is, like, punk rock and, like, rockabilly and psychobilly still a huge thing over there?
Yeah, it's a big scene. Like, especially punk rock is a huge scene in entire Europe.
Awesome.
Especially in Germany, I suppose. The psychobilly scene, of course, isn't that big, but because punk rock is just it's getting more and more mainstream, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But still, the entire rock and roll scene, it's pretty huge here. It's cool.
That's awesome. No, I love that. I think that's cool because, I mean, it's still big over here. You know, because we have the internet now, but now we get to really hear some stuff from other countries and other parts of the world that you normally would not get to hear on the regular radio unless you end up super big like the Horror Pops. We heard them over here mostly through the underground, them and the Necromantics. But now there's a lot more bands that are starting to come over, like you guys, from over there that people in America, hopefully through this show and other shows, will play it and be like, hey, this is a good sound. You should listen to this. It's from Germany. It's awesome.
We'd love to play the
U.S.
Have you guys been over here yet?
So far, we couldn't make it to the U.S. Apparently, but you don't know what the future holds. You know, we have some cuts in the U.S. Maybe in a few years we're ready to head over. Hopefully,
we would love to. Like we played Bedlam Breakout in the U.K. And we learned to know some bands from the U.S. And they were so freaking nice. And we really met some festival buddies. And
and they were all like, yeah, come over.
Yeah,
tour with us.
And we really, we would really love to come over one day.
That's awesome. No, that's good. I'm glad that, you know, we got people over there from here, you know, digging the sound and being super nice. I think we have a couple of the same friends on Facebook. The Living Deads. They've been over there, Symphony Tidwell and Randy McKnight. They're awesome. They tour. They live here and they tour here all the time. And I love seeing those guys. And I love the sound. I think that having punk rock along with rockabilly and psychobilly all together on a bill for a show is just an amazing thing. It's such a good sound. The stand up bass, because I play bass a little bit, but on a regular bass, and I'm not very good. You rock that bass super hard, dude. You were awesome on that bass. I got to tell you, you're just amazing.
he's okay.
He's okay.
Thank you for the props, man.
No problem.
I really appreciate it.
No, you guys are awesome. I love the whole sound. I mean, you guys singing wise, you guys as a whole band is just amazing. I can't say enough good things about it. I've been listening to like most of all the albums all day, just trying to catch up. And the stuff that Johnny sent me, and it's just, you guys are awesome. I'm so happy that you guys are playing everywhere, and you got a new single out now, which is Tonight We Dine in Hell, which is awesome. And that's coming out. When's that supposed to actually drop? Tomorrow? Or today over there?
Tomorrow there will be the official release. It's already released months and months ago on YouTube. As the official video. But tomorrow it will drop as a free download on Bandcamp. We will release the link on our Facebook page and our labels Facebook page and all that stuff, and also their homepage. But also on like common streaming devices,
cool,
like Spotify, Deezer, you know.
No, that's awesome. I'm very happy. I hope everybody like gets it, downloads it, and just listens to it. And we're going to play it on the radio here too. I just think it's awesome. I think you guys have a great sound. So with the sound, where do you guys pick up your influences from? Obviously, some of it's American rock and roll with the punk stuff and some of the kind of American feel with the psychobilly and the rockabilly. What's some of your guys' influences?
Very different. Like we all grew up with different music genres,
mm-hmm.
and basically it comes from punk rock, but we also influenced like psychobilly bands like the Necromantics and bands like the Horror Pops, even the Meteors, and also punk rock bands like Rancid.
Oh, nice. Rancid's awesome.
The Distillers. We love the Distillers.
It goes on and on and on, and we just try to combine it somehow and make the best of it.
That's awesome, dude. It sounds really good. You guys big Misfits fans?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, they're getting back together. We're very happy about that.
We love horror punk, you know. We love the lyrics. We love the cynic kind of how the lyrics are written. And, we really like it.
Awesome. Now, you guys, like I said, you guys do a great job. And so you got the new coming out. You already have the video out, which has been all over streaming on YouTube and some other places. So I read somewhere, too, I believe, that you guys are putting out a full album or an LP come early 2017?
Yeah.
Hopefully in very early 2017. It all depends on different things, you know, but we're like right now we're about to we're really busy on I don't know how to put it on, like, you know, working on the new material.
Right, writing it.
Finishing
songs and
finishing the songs. They're all pretty good. It's the sound of the new album will still a little bit more punk rock than our recent LP was.
Hmm.
Sound will be a bit
more
broader,
raw.
So,
we are really looking forward to like improve everything. Like, for example, I'm gonna have some more singing lessons. We want to have better mixing. We want to write better lyrics. We want to make this whole thing,
even better.
We
want to make this a round thing, like, even have this album have one topic, like
the album is going to be called Born Sick.
Oh.
And we are trying to write songs about that topic, and
some religious influences and cynic kind of way, you know.
Yeah, we're not religious at all.
we want to take those metaphors and turn it into something interesting.
Oh, that's awesome. I think that's cool. I mean, you guys look like you sound like you guys are ready to just fully go full blown. I mean, you're going to get some extra instruments on there and lessons. I think that's cool. And so with that, are you guys going to tour? You guys got any tours coming up or anything that anybody, you know, listening hopefully over in your area can go and see you guys? Because like you said, you're not coming over here anytime soon yet.
Yeah, it's like until the end of 2016, we are not really touring that much.
We took our time off to prepare for the album. We want to have a very good pre-production.
Mm-hmm.
Really prepare for the new recordings, and as soon as we're
a few dates in September.
We're playing a few shows this year, but all in Germany.
Yeah, it's more
like a local thing.
A few really chosen shows. It's not. It's not like we are like playing every gig that we can get right now, because we are focusing on writing new material and.
Yeah, and improving the new material and working on it.
Exactly. There's a few cool shows in Germany coming up. There's a really cool show with Demented Argo coming up in September. We're really looking forward to that one. A cool show with a Spanish punk rock band called nice. Pussycat Kill, and a small pre-Halloween tour in October. But like, you know, we're not touring that much in the second half of this year, just because what the others already said. We're focusing on getting new material done.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, I'm sure that's a good idea. I mean, you guys work on the new album, and when it's ready to go in 2017, hopefully very early 2017, you can kick open the door and tour and just promote like crazy. You guys sound like you got it down, though. You guys are really good at this, it seems. So I have no worries about that. I just can't wait. I mean, you guys are awesome, so.
Thank you so much, man.
Oh, hey, not a problem. I know, I'm like that. I'm very nice. No, I think that this sounds good. I think there's good places out there in the world that should be playing this kind of stuff. You know, punk rock's always been underground, even though if it is a little more mainstream nowadays, I think it's still out there underground. I mean, I go to a lot of shows here in Florida and around the U.S. when I can. And we got the radio, internet radio, that just helps promote all these unknown bands that you would never, ever get to normally hear. But besides having some digital releases and probably some CDs made, are you guys ever thinking about maybe putting something on vinyl?
Yeah, that's the plan. Like,
sweet.
Our recent LP, Cold Black Heart, was released on a limited edition on vinyl. And we plan to have a bigger edition, of course, of the new album to be coming up on vinyl. Because. Nice. You know, that's just the cool thing, you know? Well, CDs are nice, digital releases are nice, but vinyl, this is the shit, you know?
It is, it really is. No, I'm with him, dude. I got a record player, and I got Misfits, Social Distortion, Suicidal Tendencies, Sublime.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I got all kinds of good shit on my vinyl.
And what we have in our locker. Yeah. That's what we have.
Nice. No, I think that's great. And I'm glad that vinyl's still here because it was big when I was growing up in the 80s when I was a kid. We had tapes too, and we had 8-tracks, but mostly it was records and tapes, and that was it. And then as I got older, CDs came out, now MP3s and all that stuff. But vinyl's expensive, and I'm glad it's still there because it does sound really, really good. Exactly. Coming out of the speakers. Plus, you get to hold it and look at the album art, and that's a cool thing, I think.
Yep.
But I'm glad you guys are rocking over there. Is vinyl big over there still? I mean, it might be better over there than
it
here.
Is. Yeah. Yeah. It's improving.
Yeah, it's growing.
Still. Yeah.
How about tapes? Anybody still doing tapes? Because down here, we're actually starting. Yeah, tapes are coming back. Actually, believe it or not, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's like there are a lot of, especially hardcore punk bands.
Uh-huh.
That release, the really old school underground things, yeah, you know.
They released a lot of tapes.
That's awesome.
But, personally, I really love tapes. But, yeah.
No, I don't have any tape playing device.
Oh, either do I. It's sad. I wish I did, but I don't. Yeah, I have a stereo.
I love buying tapes and bands that release tapes and, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little old school. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's easier to record now digitally than it used to be with the reels and you guys know, ugh, it's a nightmare. I'm so glad I could just edit a show like this, like with a snap of my fingers now, than having to go through tape. But music-wise, I still think tapes and vinyl, it's just always going to be awesome. Digitally, it's great because I get to share it with everybody and play it and help everybody promote their stuff. But I love vinyl. So anything else big coming up you guys want to talk about real quick before we go?
After we released the single Tomorrow of Tonight We Dine in Hell,
mm-hmm.
after quite a while, we will release another music video.
Sweet.
It will contain another completely new song for our new album.
Yeah.
I could say that it's called, the song is called Hold the Line. The music video is basically something. Selena, do you want to tell something about it?
It's more like, we edited a few
live footage. And
some live footage of our last tour, and we tried to make a nice video of it and how people will like it. And yeah, we just, you know, I always take my camera with me when we're on tour, and I try to make a nice montage of it, a nice edit, and yeah, just put it together to a nice video. And yeah,
that's awesome.
I hope it will fit.
Yeah, so the new video basically will tell you how rad our shows are, you know.
No, that's great.
Crazy we are on tour.
Well, you guys are gonna. You say
we are on tour also.
Oh, that's just fine. Believe me, this is the sober I've been in a while for a show. I get nicknamed. Well, my nickname's McPatches because I have a whole shirt full of patches from bands and stuff instead of jackets. It's very warm here, so I don't want to wear anything hot. You know, it's very hot here. In the winter, we're lucky we get to wear a hoodie, and then I'm like, all right, yay, a hoodie, but it's still hot out most of the time. But my show, I have another show called Not for Air that's on Podunk as well. That's my first show, and I just play like punk rock stuff and talk about local scene things. Doesn't really have like a theme. And one guy described it as, I like to get drunk and yell at people. So yeah, that's been sticking lately. I like to get drunk and yell at people. Yeah, I sometimes just drink when I'm doing
it.
Exactly. No, that's awesome. You guys are a lot of fun. We'll have to definitely stay in touch and do more interviews and stuff.
We keep drinking during the interview.
What do you guys like to drink over there? What kind of liquor or beer?
Dude, we're Germans. We drink beer. Yeah. It's a cliche, but it's true. Yeah.
Oktoberfest.
It's like midnight. it's like midnight now, and
okay,
yeah, we've been drinking since, I don't know, 4 has anyone been to the Oktoberfest?
No,
that's a thing we do here in America. It's like Mardi Gras. It's in October.
It's awful though.
Yeah, it's all right. They have bad beer, but what kind of beer do you like? What kind of beer?
Sorry, what was the question?
What kind of beer do you like?
What kind of beer?
Bitburger. Yeah, like right now we're drinking Bitburger.
Okay.
No, I don't. I hate Bitburger. I like Veltins the most.
Oh, okay.
My favorite beer is Budweiser, but the Czech one, not the...
I don't like the American one either.
It's the same American.
Budweiser, no. Not Budweiser.
I like Guinness. I'm a big Guinness guy. So
we
are too.
And Murphy's.
And Murphy's is pretty good.
If you got it, I can say it makes your shit really creepy.
Good to know. So
it's true.
No, you guys are good. No, I can't believe that you guys were drinking all afternoon.
Label boss, if you can play that, if you can broadcast that.
Oh no, it's online radio. I put all kinds of stuff on there. It doesn't matter. It's all good.
It's all live.
It's all live already. Don't worry. It's all
live. It's internet radio. I say all kinds. There was one episode I did where I spent 20 minutes yelling at Facebook because they hit a post from a band that I was trying to promote, and I just cussed out Facebook, like just 20 minutes of saying fuck and god damn it, and it was just I was so mad, it was horrible.
That's good.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm horrible. That's what I do. I yell at people. But no, you guys are awesome. I really appreciate you guys taking the time, especially now that it's so late over there, to come on the air and do this with me. We appreciate it very much.
Nice. It's a pleasure.
Not a problem. Everybody, the blood strings. Where can people reach you guys? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
Facebook and Instagram.
Very awesome.
Facebook is the fastest way to reach us. Also, personally, like, just drop us a message or whatever. And if you visit our Facebook page, you will always be on track what's going on. Sometimes we just post some really shitty selfies of us doing nothing.
Even when we have some songwriting sessions, we just post some random pictures.
Very nice.
So don't worry about that. We have an Instagram. We don't have Twitter, but you can reach us through social media very easily.
Very awesome. Well, speaking of Twitter, though, you know, I went on Twitter to look for you guys, and I'm going to just tell you real quick what's on there, because actually people are talking about you guys on Twitter.
Are they?
Yeah, I'm hoping it's you guys, because you guys don't have a Twitter account. But let me go ahead and put it back in, hashtag the Bloodstrings. Besides me saying interview, there's a couple people, tout a fond. They put concert gratty psycho punk rock, the hashtag the Bloodstrings. Someone from White Trash Berlin said Bloodstrings.
Yeah, we played White Trash Berlin.
Yep, they are tweeting. They tweeted September about you. Yep, last year in September they tweeted, but it was on there. So there is hashtag the Bloodstrings on Twitter. So that's very awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so dude, you're not even on there.
I didn't even know that.
Very cool. Yeah, like I said, I was looking for your, any outlets I could find you guys on earlier to talk about and stuff. So you guys are doing well as far as I can see. So awesome stuff. Everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you to the Bloodstrings for being on Underground Horror Radio on podunkradio.com. Everybody say goodbye. And
goodbye.
Thank you.
Oh, anytime. Thank you, guys. And McPatch is out.
You're listening to Podunk Radio.